Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I work very hard to be as ignorant as I am. Seriously. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do enjoy the time that I spend with you. I hope you feel the same way about it. And I try to get you informed, to try to make it so you actually have a clue as to what's happening. Because, look, I know there's a lot of other shows out there, a lot of other people doing what I'm doing. And you've chosen this one, and I appreciate it. And I hope it never comes across as being condescending, and that I don't appreciate it at all, because I do. Anyway, always a pleasure. All right, so I got so much I want to get through, so much I want to talk about and deal with. I think you guys, some of you may have missed it. I didn't do the whole story anyhow. I did part of it. His illustrious. And wonderful highness, I don't even know what to call the guy. Herr Newsom. He's just brain dead. And I told you the first hour how what they're trying to do right now, what they want to do right now, is they want to find a way to either tax, that's the first thing their mind goes to, tax or slow down the use of paper products and plastic products and that kind of thing when it comes to, you know, the drive-through eating. Because we can't go there and hang out. No, can't do that. So what they're trying to do is, you know, they're trying to cut down on the usage. I can make it easy. I don't even have a degree and I can make this easy on you. Let them eat in the restaurant. How about that? We start off there. What do you think? Works for me. Seriously, did you get you talk about being healthy? Talk about not having to worry about any kind of germs or anything like that. Those plates and those forks, they go to a dishwasher that just melts everything on them. But no, and then they want to complain about the amount of waste. Do they have any ideas? You know, at the supermarket, I don't know how it is everywhere else in the country, but we pay for grocery bags at the supermarket. Well, they're not right now because they're forcing you to use plastic. But before, if you wanted a plastic bag, you're going to pay for it. 10 cents a bag. Now, that wasn't for the supermarket. That went to the state so they could clean up all the plastic that was everywhere. Yeah, I'm sure that's what they use the money for. Right? Some of you missed the show for a couple of days. Well, frankly, I live in a metropolitan area, so to speak. We have 350,000 inhabitants in the area that I'm in. And we were actually without power for 3 days. It was like living in North Venezuela. And the governor won't hold the electric company's feet to the fire. Southern California Edison are the ones. There's no real reason. What they tell you is that the high winds may cause, and you've heard me complain about this before because it's ridiculous, the high winds may cause the power lines to fall, therefore setting the underbrush on fire, the underbrush that could be cleaned up, I mean, this is dead stuff, remember, the underbrush that could be cleaned up, and the eco-freaks won't let him do it. Because somehow it hurts nature. Well, if the eco freaks would do some homework, they would find out that Mother Nature, the one that they love so much, used to burn these places down from time to time to clean up the underbrush. You know what I mean? I mean, everything being equal. Right? I mean, whether it's a lightning strike or what have you, there was nobody stopping it. Nobody putting chemicals on this stuff to stop it. But if we just took that underbrush away, just where the electrical stanchions are, we'd be okay. For the most part. There'd be nothing to burn. Under Newsom, California sees a population decline for the first time in more than a century. I mean, just think about it. They are, you know, and they're trying to hide it by overstating our population and saying that, look, people come and go from California all the time. It's a transient state. Don't you know that? We have lost almost 470,000 people. Okay? California Department of Finance reported in 2018 California's population growth rate fell under 0.5%. Right, it's the slowest growth rate recorded since data collection began in the 1900s. Part of it is it's an older demographic, they say, and the wealth taxes are driving these people away. Do you blame them? I don't know about the rest of you. I wouldn't blame them for running away. You know, population decline is evidence. There's a housing shortage, which I don't... People are fighting for homes in the suburbs. I think they don't really realize what goes on in the suburbs. You know, about the power outages and such. Now, I know why they're doing it. Because, you know, we're going to see the... I won't just say the economy. Life is going to change in a way that a lot more people are going to work from home because now people have gotten used to working from home. The eco-freaks have gotten their way. They've gotten a lot of the cars off the freeways. You're not burning as much gas. You see what I'm saying? I mean, all this stuff starts to play together. Well, heck, if I need an extra room, I need more room to do business from. Then, if I don't have to live in a city, so I can be close to my work, then I can move further out, get a bigger bang for my money. Think about it, all the way through. So again, people are moving to the suburbs, but there's a lot more going on there. And there are people moving in, and the people from the suburbs are moving out of the state. I don't blame them. Come and see your house. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
How lucky can one guy be?
Dreamily.
I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solutions, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. There's a lot going on. It's that simple. There's just a lot going on. And you get some of the stories there, and we're trying to update them as often as we can. Before we went to the break, talking about how Newsom, Governor Newsom, really doesn't, under him, we have lost more people. California has lost, or seen a population decline, I should say, for the first time in more than a century. But actually, they have lost people. You know, you're used to people moving in, moving out, maybe retiring somewhere else. You know, a lot of people, they live in California, they grow up in California, what have you, their kids move somewhere else. Some of my kids have moved somewhere else. And some people, as they get older, they want to go live with the grandchildren. They want to go live with the kids or live near the kids so they have somebody close to them. I get it. there's been such a mass exodus from California, and it's not just the young people moving somewhere else. It's the old folks getting out of here because the dollars, the taxes, and they're talking about an exit tax. That one, I know the fight, but it's amazing. William Fulton, a former mayor of Ventura and director of the Ventura City and director of the Kinder Institute for Urban Research, he knows that the average home price in the Bay Area now is more than $1 million. One of California's problems is that it has underproduced housing since the late 80s. It'll take years, if not decades, of aggressive housing production to reverse that trend. But he doesn't blame the housing shortage for the decline of population. He blames the government policies. Right? I mean, lack of affordable housing because it costs so much to build a home. I mean, the amount of money these people have to pay, California has what's called the AQMD, which is the equivalent to the EPA. So not only do you have to deal with the EPA, you got to deal with the AQMD as well. California, the state that has led population growth nationally for 170 years. 170 years. This state has grown faster than any other, or consistently grown. Under Gavin Newsom, not so much. And they don't see this. They blame this, again, the party of non-responsibility. They are blaming this on other factors, other things. From Trump's tax cuts, by the way, came into play here, too. I don't know how. Everything is Trump's fault, so it's just easier for him to deal with at that point in time. From 2010 to 2015, California gained 300,000 residents annually. Average, but annually. They gained over 1.6 million people. All right? Now, that became a net zero, or reached zero, in 2019. So if they gained on the average of 300,000 people a year, and you look at the taxes brought in from that, what they're buying, whether it's sales tax, property tax, payroll tax, now they're losing these people. You know what they're going to do? They're not going to implement policies and procedures that would bring businesses in. Keep people here. No. We'll just tax more to make up for the money we lost. Because that'll help, right? That'll ever drive even more business. Funny, businesses leave because of the high tax rate. So their fix is to charge more taxes for the companies that stay. Because they're not going to leave, right? Oh, God. I know the demographic and wealth tax. It's what they've, I told you this before, is what they've come up with. And some of the reasons the state growth rate is stalled. So I always get the biggest kick out of some of these stories. Because when they interview the Dems on the other side, the Dems are on the other side, but when they interview Dems up in Sacramento, especially, they never have an answer for this. They're all over the place. They're not even on the same page. You look at a guy like Elon Musk, right, CEO of Tesla, loves California. Got other companies, too, that fall under that whole umbrella of his. They're all moving to Texas from California. They're opening up new warehouses in the Austin area. They're going to put thousands of people to work in Texas. And they won't have an eighth of the taxes to deal with, or the issues, or the air quality control that they have here in California. Charles Schwab announced that it was relocating its corporate headquarters from San Francisco to Dallas. Apple announced it was building a new campus in Austin. That's just the first step. Oracle, Hewlett-Packard, they're also relocating to Texas. Yeah, I know. You want us to relocate to Texas too, right? The governor would like to tell you that, no, we actually gained people. We gained about 20,000 people a year. They can't even get their numbers. He doesn't know what the numbers are. He was trying to put, or his office, I shouldn't say he. His office wanted a local school district to start testing students and teachers who weren't even back at school for the most part. But we'll play along with him for a minute. He wanted students and teachers to be tested every other week. Now, the mindset was, we'll give you a grant of $12 million to pay for it. Well, apparently his abacus isn't working. Because when you sit down and you do the numbers, the school district found that it was going to cost them $27 million to do what he wanted them to do. They already don't have enough money to operate the way they are. Come on, let that sink in for a minute. This is California math, apparently. But maybe this is why they don't give math exit exams anymore. You know, many cities and counties in California, they've constructed their whole approach to budgets around two things. Ever-increasing sales taxes, because every year they go up a few bucks and they know it. And the front-end property tax increases. The impact fee revenues. Whatever this new construction that I told you, they tack all kinds of stuff on it. So if people aren't building homes, you lose that money. People aren't moving into the homes, you lose that tax base. It just gets worse and worse and worse. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, if you head up to the website, a couple of things you can do up there. You can sign up for our weekly, news blast. It's one thing. The other thing is you can take a look at the stories. Tell me which ones you like, which ones you don't like. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is touting new executive actions that deal with the economic impacts of the coronavirus. At the White House, Biden says the crisis is only deepening.
This is an economic imperative, a growing economic consensus that we must act decisively and boldly to grow the economy for all Americans, not just for tomorrow, but in the future.
The president also has a message for Congress.
While the COVID-19 package that passed in December was a first step, as I said at the time, it's just a down payment. We need more action. And we need to move fast.
The jackpot for the Mega Millions lottery game has grown to nearly $1 billion ahead of Friday night's drawing. This will be the third largest jackpot in lottery history. The drawing is set for 11 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We are back.
Living it up in the city.
Always, God bless you guys. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting. God, there is some real crazy stories going down right now. And I'm loving them. I think they're great. And you're seeing the real color on the left. Although, not that we haven't seen it before. But frankly, it's getting to the point where it is almost like a whirlwind, if you would. I was talking about why people were leaving California in big numbers. And why California is in so much trouble. You've got large companies leaving. Taxes are going up. They're looking to do exit taxes. I mean, they're just looking to do taxes. It's just crazy. Oh, God bless America. All right, let's see. They can't... Oh, yeah. Newsbuster editor notes how many questions for Jen Psaki today. Is it Psaki or Psaki? Well, I'll go with Psaki for the moment. We're Trump-related. They still... I told you, they're going to be obsessed with this guy for years. Everything's going to be his fault. Everything's going to be why he did what he did and how bad he left this country, which is really funny because, you know, Obama was the savior. Remember him? He left us with the highest unemployment rates in almost in every sector. About decimated the coal and oil industries. And yet he was a godsend to the left. Trump comes in. Right? The lowest unemployment rates for women, blacks, and other groups. The economy starts to roar back after he gets in. Yes, I know. That was because of Obama. Got it. Yeah, whatever. And yet, he needs to be impeached. So, you know, do we start impeaching? I guess we can't impeach Congress people. They have to be removed. Which is really asinine, because when you look at who's running Congress, they're not going to remove their own. They took Eric Swalwell, Swaller, who I like to call. Right? This is nuts. They put him at the head of the impeachment process. The guy's a crook. He's not a crook. He's just deranged. Okay, he's mentally deficient. He has virtually no integrity whatsoever. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki took many questions today in regards to the Biden administration's policies. But Trump came up several times. Right? Why? They had asked plenty of questions that had to do with Trump. 31 questions in the briefing so far, and 15 have been about Trump. This was a Curtis Hook. We've had him on the show before. While he was in the press room. They just can't seem to quit him. They just can't seem to get away from him. Now, I'm not so sure it's hate. I mean, in this case, I think it's because they can't write anything bad about Biden or else. You know, really, look it. They had plenty to go after. And she couldn't answer the questions. She pretty much couldn't answer any of the questions, right? Come on, think about it. Why didn't he have a mascot? I mean, my God, can you imagine if that was Donald Trump? After putting that edict out? Matter of fact, he didn't even put a mandatory mask edict out, and yet they tore him up for not wearing one. Joe? Oh, well, he was celebrating. Okay, so next time you get caught without a mask, no, really, just say, I'm just emulating, I'm doing the same thing the president did. I'm celebrating. And apparently you don't have to wear a mask when you're celebrating. Oh, God. The Biden administration, they're at it again. Look, think about how many days they've been in. What's the date? All right, so he's been there 2 days. 2 days. He's already hit the flush handle on the toilet. Right? Hundreds of National Guard D.C., they're packed together like sardines, right? And guess what? Many have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, whether they got it 2 days ago or 40, I don't know. But everybody's screaming about social distancing and all this. Did they really care about the guardsmen? Really? Right, they're sleeping in a parking lot. Can you believe that? Do you mean that this commander-in-chief sent them to sleep in the parking lot? They were doing background checks on these guys because they were afraid that they were white supremacists for Trump and they would do something to Joe Biden. I mean, at this point, my God, if they pound on him, he would deserve it for putting them in the parking garages. Wow. Now, they've since been allowed back in. But the story had to break. They had to be embarrassed by it first. Now, I have to give credit where credit's due. I hear a couple of Democrat Congress people said, hey, you can't do this to these guys. They were sleeping inside the Capitol where there was heat. And now you're going to put them... No, they ain't right. And again, one of the fellows that came forward said that they packed us together like sardines. They made us to get together like this. And many that tested positive are now quarantined in hotel rooms there and around the city. But the one that really was disgusting, what was it, one bathroom and one outlet for them to charge their phones from? This is not right. But they've never cared about them. Matter of fact, they hate the military. They always have. You go back and look at the stories. Go cruise my website for why do Democrat presidents decimate the military. They hate them. Until something goes wrong, and then they're going to want them big time, right? They're going to want their help big time. There's no rhyme or reason to this. If you can come up with a rhyme or reason, let me know. I'd love to know. That's true. Some people say the mask. Some doctors say the masks are more important than the vaccine. We've heard there are some hospitals that stopped giving the vaccine to their people because of the reactions that their people were having to them. And I'm not going to say that it's a failure because they brought it to market so fast. I don't know enough about medicine to make that statement. You remember Mary Kathy Hamm? Remember her? Catherine Hamm, excuse me. She used to be on with O'Reilly all the time. She was the lady on the left, always on the left. She, it's funny, she agrees with most of us. She said, I've been telling you parents this would happen. When it comes to the teachers and the vaccines, union representatives in Fairfax County Public School System. They now want to put in-person education on hold till 2022. And maybe not at all. Come up with a new way to do this. Now, the teachers' union president, speaking for the board, confirmed that she opposes returning to school next fall. She said that they should stay in hybrid until kids are vaccinated. We know most experts expect this to happen by the end of 2022. Maybe they're better off at home. I don't know. I haven't seen their curriculum, but I would imagine it's Virginia, so yeah. And now they're trying to move the teachers quickly to the front of the vaccination lines. Right? Beat their brains out to get them there. Got them there. Got them vaccinated. And now the teachers just say, no, we're not going to go until the kids are vaccinated. So I don't understand the reason why you get vaccinated when it doesn't work, apparently. Does it make you any safer? They're still having to wear, the masks. What is the reasoning behind it? Now you're being protected by somebody else or from somebody else, but if you've got the vaccine, you should be somewhat immune to it, right? Mostly immune to it? If you've got the vaccine and don't have it, how are you going to give it to somebody else? Doesn't make any sense. Right? Somebody's got to explain that. And now they're talking about not going back to the end of 2022? And maybe even further on. How does that help? Somebody said, would you think of the children? Well, I have a funny feeling that some are thinking of the children. I know on my school board, there's a couple of us that really, 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 really want to get these kids back in school. But it's the state that won't let us. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Get your host. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us, you know, that you're spending with us. And some of you are experiencing some technical difficulties. But, hey, I'm doing the best I can. The government's doing the best they can to keep us off. I won't say the government. I mean, really, seriously, we're probably among the first of the shows to be on that interweb thing. At the time, I actually owned a computer company still, and they were, my web department was saying, hey, come on, do this, and they put the website together, the whole nine yards. So we were cranking in the early days. And then as time went on, they figured out, they figured out what was going on. They were not happy about it. So, you know, we got kind of funneled, if you would. You know, funneled back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you always want to be part of the solution. Because if you ain't part of the solution, you know what it is. You're part of the problem, right? Is that really what you want? I don't want you to be part of the problem. So, guys, is it going to get worse? Going to get better? For those of you in the chat room, you listening? And I ask that because I get emails from, I won't say both sides of the aisle, but both sides of the issue. It's going to get worse for us. Yeah, no question about it. They don't believe in our principles. They think our principles are negative and hurtful. And actually, it doesn't promote their cause, whatever their cause is. Right? And if you think, look at how they're treating the National Guard. After telling Trump he had too many meetings of too many people because, you know, it would cause him, it could cause them, could be super spreader events. They had all these National Guardsmen together. What were they protecting against? Right? They didn't, when it came to BLM and Antifa, and you knew what they were going to do, these city mayors and governors, they wouldn't let the guard in. They wouldn't let the stormtroopers in. Whole different idea. Because it was Trump. They didn't want to make Trump look good. They didn't want to make him look like a president of action. Look at how nervous he's got them. He's got them so nervous that they want to impeach him after the fact so that he can't be president. Right? They're so afraid that he's going to come back. I don't think he will. Not because he's afraid of losing, but look, he's going to be almost 80 when he comes back, right? The man deserves a life. All right, well, back to the teachers union issue and the teachers in Fairfax County, Virginia. Think about it. They don't want to come back to 2022. They want to make sure that every child is vaccinated first. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, kids can afford to miss a few years of school, right? Not going to hurt. They're resilient. This is just, this is fear at a whole different level. And it's wrong. And Mary Catherine Hamm, she is an outspoken, hardcore lefty. And she thinks this is wrong, too. And she's got kids. Right? Now she's got some small kids. Her husband tragically died, it's been a while now, about 5 years ago. I think she gave birth just before. And no love lost for the Republicans, for conservatives. But she sees these policies that her party is throwing together or doing or being part of as a real problem. Again, I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. This stuff, when I do the wrap-up stories, for instance, like this, it just brings it up. It makes me nuts. Because there's no way you're going to tell me, you're going to convince me that these people don't know what they're doing. They don't know the damage that they're doing. I personally believe it's frankly, they just don't care. Because they believe that what they got going on, and they're smarter than anybody else. We'll go through some of the crazy stories, right? And when I say crazy stories, I mean, look at the things that some of these people are focusing in on. And the New York Times is just being beat up because they're fixated on Joe Biden's Rolex watch. Now, why they're fixated on his watch, I have no idea. There's so many other things you can work with. But liberals beat them up over a report drawing attention to President Biden's Rolex watch. Right? It says the Rolex on Joe Biden's wrist. Alex Williams asserted that Biden was breaking from the prevailing presidential tradition by wearing the iconic brand. At his inauguration, Mr. Biden laid his hand on the family Bible wearing stainless steel Rolex Datejust watch with a blue dial. I didn't know this. Who cares? Oh, he goes on to say that the model retails for over $7,000. It's pretty much a far cry from an everyman timepiece. You know? And again, Trump probably has worn that watch or better. Probably not stainless steel, probably gold. But if he's a working man and every man, I mean, he's got four mansions now. The money he makes is amazing. I'm talking about Joe Biden. He is so out of touch. Most of them are so out of touch with the working man. Most of them are having these. Not one of those guys needs that $1,200 stimulus check. I got plenty of money. See, they've got a job. They've got health insurance. I think when they put us in this situation, guess what? That's right. Their pay should have been suspended until they fixed this and got us out of it. After highlighting that Dwight Eisenhower and Lyndon Johnson were both known for wearing Rolexes, Williams claimed that the political power watches have gone out of style. He explained that the more recent presidents seem to consider the luxury watch as a signifier of being out of touch. As examples, he cited Bill Clinton, George Bush. They had Timex watches. Barack Obama wore a Shinola. I don't even know what that is. George Gray and Trump, however, did wear Rolex, among other top-brand watches. None of Biden's watches scream a luxury, but they are expensive. See, look what they're focusing on. This is just nuts. We already know that Joe's not in touch with the average man. Right? And who cares? We know these guys are phony. We know Joe Biden's phony. He probably doesn't even know he has a Rolex on. He may not even know he has a watch on. How bored do you have to be at the New York Times where the only thing you can focus in on is whether Joe Biden has a Rolex watch on and that puts him in touch or out of touch with the community? Just crazy. How about we get down to the real stuff? How about we get down to what Joe Biden attacked in his, what, first 2 or 3 days in office? I'm going to hit it again. This is going to be my mantra. No walls, because walls don't work except on Inauguration Day where you need the walls and you need a whole. I mean, the most popular president in history, the guy to get the most amount of votes in history, and he needed, 22,000 troops, a fence built around the Capitol? Yeah, it's not like it's popular to me. Scrub the illegal situation. I mean, let the illegals in. Let them stay. Stop turning them back. That was the memo that went out to from HHS to the Border Patrol. And now they're scrambling because, I don't know if you heard, the memo doesn't give them any direction. Doesn't tell them how to handle these people. They're just going to let them loose into society? Just, again, they're amazing people. And then what's this obsession with killing babies for the Democrats? We got people starving here. Why are we sending money to Mexico for abortions? How about we send money to Mexico to help pay their troops to hang out at the border? That would be really cool, wouldn't it? I mean, Trump did that. I mean, people made, you know, we gave him a lot of latitude. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have or should have or what have you. Just making statement of fact. Gave him a lot of room to wiggle. We didn't scream about the EOs. We will under Biden. I guarantee it. And then, you know, one of Joey's first things to do. Got to make sure the men and women can play together. Or the non-men and non-women, or the, I don't know. Don't even know what to call them. There's so much, again, there's so much science behind what they're doing and that it's wrong. They don't care. They know more than you. They're smarter than you. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Heat up your coffee. I don't know, cool down your drink and come on back.